return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Hour 2 here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're with Dr. Carolyn Dean, the second part of our show. And we're here with also all of our wonderful callers who've been listening this first hour. And if you have a question or comment with Dr. Dean, all you have to do is hit star 9 on your keypad is going to give me a little blue hand, and it's going to tell me that you're on the phone waiting, and then I'm going to be able to put you on the line with Dr. Dean in the second hour. Also, you've got our chat line here on the station that you can send messages to, and we've got other questions coming in through the chat line, and also our leftover questions from the mailbag. So we have a very full hour. So Carolyn, are you back? Are you ready to go?
I'm back.
You're back. Okay, very good. All right, excellent. Okay, and I think one of the callers mentioned that you sound a little muted, Carolyn, so maybe adjust your microphone just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
I will speak up.
Very good. All right. So should we take some phone calls? Do you want to do that kind of thing? You want to go over chat line? What would you like to do?
Probably phone calls, Jenny.
Okay. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. We will come back to our chat line questions here in just a minute, but let's go out to area code 647. 647, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Yes. Hey, everybody. It's Claire, and I have a simple question.
I'm very
so excited. Yay. I've got my new minerals. I've got the zinc and the potassium, and I'm not, I know you've talked about dosing potassium and why you can only say this on the label, but how do I know how much potassium to take?
Well, yes, because the FDA restricts dosage to 99 milligrams per dose, then we do have to step gingerly. But what we've been finding out is people who are on our VMAG and still having their heart palpitations and aren't making their potassium broth or eating a lot of their potassium vegetables, we found that we had to go to a product. So I tell people, if you've gotten your potassium blood levels, you know, over time, look at your potassium in your blood test and see if you're high normal. If you're high normal, that's good. You can also use the chronometer app and find out how much potassium you're getting in your diet. Some people are shocked to find out that they're just not eating enough. We need 4,700 milligrams of potassium just to meet the RDA. And it's intertwined with your magnesium. If you get enough magnesium, it helps absorption of your potassium. So all that to say that... maybe I'll just go personal. I don't get heart palpitations anymore because I'm saturated with my REMAG, but I know if I miss a whole day's dose, then I'll start getting them. So personally, I'm just taking a teaspoon of potassium. I don't notice much difference. I might experiment with 2 teaspoons. 1 teaspoon is 4 doses. Our dosage is a quarter teaspoon equals to 99 milligrams, so we're staying within the FDA labeling protocols. And that's, I had the chemist make it so concentrated that, you know, you wouldn't have to take an ounce of potassium to get anything. And with the 400 milligrams in a teaspoon, the way it is absorbed, it's picometer size, it's so well absorbed. We consider that it's probably twice the effectiveness of other potassiums. And we're getting feedback from our customers about this. You know, well, I used to take this other potassium and I started taking REMAG and I don't need as much. Started taking Pico potassium and I don't need as much. So we're developing all that information that we can share with people. I know I haven't answered your question, but it's not dangerous to work with your potassium. I don't know if there's ever been any danger with intravenous potassium causing problems. Probably there has been. And then that information will leak down to people who think, oh my gosh, you know, if I take too much potassium, it's going to harm me. But the danger with the potassium that required the 99 milligram limit was because of some sort of time release potassium that was made in, I think, in the 50s. I have it in my potassium book. In the 50s, they had this terrible potassium that would make its way down into the intestines and all of a sudden dissolve and burn the intestines. And that's just not happening with any of the potassiums today, except there is one medicinal one I talk about. So it's something that you can work with. That's what I'll say.
No, that's very helpful. I know there's not a set answer, but you've given me great information. And I need to get off my rear end and either get a blood test or get the see what I'm missing.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe that's a test you can do. I'm actually beginning to lean toward the, even though I don't like needles at all and I'm very squeamish, my finger still hurts from how it was jabbed when I was like 16 and I got my finger pricked when they used to use those huge razor blades to prick your finger.
Oh.
And I still feel it, but I need to do this vitamin D test. I'm finally shamed. I want to get on board with that.
Right.
Maybe they'll test potassium. I've never remembered any test of it.
Right. Yes, look at your blood tests. If you've had any sort of standard test, the potassium is in a regular electrolyte panel. So just start there. I'm looking up where we used to recommend people to get the RBC magnesium at requestatest.com. They do RBC potassium. And I'm surprised it's $119 or $139. Mm-hmm. So that is quite expensive. I mean, compared to we're offering people four different tests for only $214. So
go ahead.
However, we're not doing potassium, but it might be something that we think about adding. Oh, but Ginny, does the Minerals Plus test have potassium in it? Do you know offhand?
The elements panel, I can look and see real quick, Carolyn. I can look and
see. Right. Yeah, there's besides our, Claire, besides our the vitamin D, TSH, omega-3 fatty acids, and the magnesium testing, there is a magnesium elements panel. And I was really happy to see that it had several toxic elements in the panel as well, which is helpful to people.
So it doesn't do potassium. It's magnesium, selenium, zinc, copper, and zinc copper ratio plus all the toxic heavy metals. So it doesn't go into potassium there.
Did you take your blood test?
Does it test omega-3s? Did you say that?
Yes, the four that we test for include the omega-3 fatty acids. And Claire, you get to your supplements, you get that amount back in your supplements. So
I know.
Go
so
ahead.
All I have to do is get over the fact that I'm going to prick my finger, and it's a done deal.
Right.
I'm just.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just. make a big deal out of it.
I've done it a few times, and it really, I know exactly what you're saying. I've gone through the same thing years ago, but this one is very easy.
It's a teeny tiny little thing.
And yeah. It's got a little injector, so it's you press it against, and you don't have to press into your own skin. You just press it against, touch the injector, and then boom, it injects a little. Do it. Yeah. Do it, Claire.
I'm going to do it. I need to know. I need to know.
Carolyn, do it. Do it. Carolyn Claire is right here in Charlotte. She's one of our very good customers. Claire's been with us for a long time. I mean, she never called the radio show.
I'm glad you called in. It changed my life. It's totally changed my life. And I can't thank you enough. And I'm usually too shy to call. But also, I now live alone, which is great. And I can do whatever I want. So there you go. I can do what I want when I want. Except for the pandemic and except for that minor detail of shutdown, I'm good to go. Yeah.
Well, Claire, our warehouse is right in Mooresville. You get that test, you call me. I'll meet you at a Starbucks or something. I'll prick your finger for you. You don't worry about that part.
Yeah, I just don't like hurting myself anymore.
That's right. Okay. I won't mind at all.
Okay, this was great information, and I did have a test not long ago, and I can dig that up and see what my potassium is, and I'm going to jump in there and get a free test on those things that are free through the vitamin D. What's that called? Grassroots Health. Yeah.
That's right. Good work. Claire.
It's on our website, Claire. You got to order it off our website or you don't get the discount code. So be sure to go there. And then seriously, if you need anything, just call through customer service and get a hold of me and we'll help you out. Okay.
We'll do. And y'all shows over the last, really since I heard Robert Scott Bell and Dr. Thomas Levy, I've just gone crazy with y'all helping us get through this, this situation that we're in.
Awesome. Thank you, Claire. And you did great on your first call. You were
excellent caller.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
So now you can call in again.
I will. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very y'all take good. Care.
All right.
Okay. Bye, thank you.
Bye. Okay, very good. Let's go to Monica. She's in. Oh, Carolyn, we have something fun here called a waiting room. So Monica's in the waiting room. So I'm going to say, Monica, are you there? Okay, where did Monica go? Uh-oh. Ginny doesn't know how to use the waiting room. Wait a minute. Monica, are you there? Now what's going on?
Maybe she went to the restroom. She went to the restroom.
That's right. That's right. Okay, Monica.
The waiting room. Wait.
Did I find her?
There she is. There she is.
Monica.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yes. Go ahead, love.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I was able to get through. I have found you, Dr. Dean, through Dr. Christian Northrop.
Our dear Christian. And we lost you, Monica.
All right. We're going to get Monica back because Bob's going to help us do it. Bob is going to help us do it. And
let me do the next email then.
Okay.
This person says, I've been having shortness of breath for months now, and it all started when I began taking vitamin D. I felt great when I first started taking it, but 2 months later, I started having shortness of breath. Could vitamin D exacerbate my magnesium deficiency and cause shortness of breath along with muscle twitches, low energy, and other symptoms? And Daniel's asking that. And yes, absolutely. I write about that a lot. You can Google my name and vitamin D and find out more or read, you know, pretty much any of my books or listen to our radio shows. It's really sad that people aren't told that they need magnesium to metabolize their vitamin D. And when you hear, you know, miracle stories about high dose vitamin D working, how long does it take to deplete a person's magnesium. Can I continue with the next one, Jenny?
I think we might have gotten Monica back.
Yes.
Oh, Monica.
Awesome. Yay. Perfect. Thank you again. Thank you so much. I'm brand new to your work, Dr. Dean, so excuse my ignorance here. I have visited your website, and I would like to get some help on my main concern right now, which is the enamel on my teeth are disappearing.
What's disappearing, Monica?
The enamel on my teeth.
Enamel, Carolyn.
On your toenails.
No, on my teeth.
I was hearing feet. I apologize. I was hearing feet.
That's
okay. And have you been drinking a lot of lemon juice, eating citrus, getting too much dental cleaning? What do you think is going on?
I definitely think, because I've struggled with a lot of anxiety and PTSD after a very bad car accident that went misdiagnosed and all that. So I had a lot of anxiety, and I've been eating a lot of sugar. So that's definitely, you know, for sure. And I do have, you know, lemon, apple cider vinegar regularly. But lately, in the last, I would say this year, I have noticed a difference, and I'm not sure what I could do and if it's possible.
The body wants to have enamel. The teeth want to have enamel. You know, it's programmed to have enamel. So I just say you have to have the building blocks for your teeth. So it would be, as we talk about, taking your, I don't know, you've just started the products. You're just getting interested in them. So it's basically your REMAG, your REMITE, making sure your diet has the 600 milligrams of calcium. If it doesn't, you add some recalcia. For the teeth, in the beginning when we started our RNA reset drops, people talked about how wonderful they were for the teeth. So you could look at our RNA reset drops as well. And just think about it in that way. Building blocks and taking away the things that are attacking your enamel. Sugar, for sure. I mean, a dentist once told me, anytime you have sugar, you have to rinse your mouth, because the sugar immediately starts feeding the organisms, the bacteria that are naturally in your mouth.
Yeah.
So if you don't do that, I mean, it's cavities and or, you know, just sort of wearing things away. Certainly the apple cider vinegar and the lemons without rinsing your mouth or brushing your teeth after are going to cause a problem. And people just, you know, people just aren't told those very basic things. And also with anxiety and PTSD, there's a certain amount of reflux that people can get. And sometimes you can get at night, you can get acid in your mouth that wears down the enamel. So working with the REMAG is going to help the anxiety and the PTSD. We also do recommend, if you know, you're interested in this sort of line of consultation, is we refer to a doctor, a medical doctor, who works with the conflict that creates physical symptoms in the body, because a person's brain thinks that the conflict can't be resolved.
Mm.
Now, all conflicts can be resolved. It's just sort of, you know, sort of tweaking the information. Like when a person, 100 people can have a car accident, heaven forbid, and a certain number will have a terrible result, and other people, you know, they might not have so much. Your result of your car accident is based on past experiences. So if you had some terrible experiences, you know, that maybe at the time you got through it, but those can build up. And then when you have the last car accident, it all comes crashing down. And if you know that, if someone guides you into, well, what happened at this age and what happened with that accident, all of a sudden you say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm pulling all that suppressed anxiety from the past into today and making it so much bigger than it has to be. Mm. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. So to start
What? Start with the products, yeah, the Remag and the Remite and the RNA Reset and sort of sign yourself up with our customer service people, get someone to talk with you, we can give you the name of the doctor, Dr. David Holt at turnpointhealth.com. He takes our recommendations of people, and he's just fabulous in helping people sort through the conflict.
Mm, okay. And this Remag and Remite and the RNA Reset, I would be taking these at the same time? And or how long would I be on these for?
Ever, forever.
Forever and ever.
Yeah. Because what's happening, Monica, is people aren't getting these minerals in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get these minerals in your food, then you have to take them as if they were food.
Yes.
And the RNA reset drops, the reason why I'm right away telling you about those is they bring back the life force.
Mm.
And what customer service will do is direct you to one of our webinars that talks about our radish experiment, where we actually took the waste material from making our RNA reset drops. We make them from barley sprouts. We squish out the barley sprouts and the liquid is the RNA reset. Well, the dried up barley sprouts, we use them as a fertilizer.
Oh, wow.
And after 25 days of a radish life cycle, we dug the what we call mighty mash, these sprouts, into the soil of one test plot. And the other plot, we didn't do anything to it. And we planted radish seeds. After 25 days, the radishes in the RNA reset mash, they produced 85 pounds of radishes. And the other plot, without any help, only produced 3 pounds of radishes that could be sold. And so what that means is that the predators and organisms and negative stuff that attacked the radishes that didn't have any support, they attack weak and deficient plants. Whereas the mighty mash made the good plot, the mighty mash plot, it made them invincible. And that's what we want to do with our human customers, is make them invincible.
That's good. And the main site is your rnareset.com site, right?
That's right. That's right. And our customer service is support@rnareset.com. And email, you know, someone can talk to you if you like. We're here to help you, because someone who's really focused and interested in getting their health back, taking responsibility for their health, we're there every minute. We won't tell you what to do, but we'll give you the tools for getting yourself back on track. And then you're off and flying, and then we're on to the next person. It's not, you know, we're not your doctor. We're not there to take care of you. We're there to show you how you can take care of yourself.
Mm. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. All right, we got that done. Thank you, Bob. That was wonderful. All right, very good. Again, if you have a question or comment for Dr. Dean this evening, 646-558. There you go. Bob's getting into it. Bob's our new producer. He's getting into it for sure. Okay, 646-558-8656 is the new phone number, and then 888-3695-3587 is the access number for this call. And we're working on that phone number, ladies and gentlemen, but until then, that's the way it's going to be. Now, Carolyn, we have a few things on the chitty chat I think we should talk about. And I just want to make sure that we're still in the position where we don't have a practitioner in Maui that you recommend. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Yes, I didn't think
I'm under the, what do you call it?
Yes, that's
right. I'm hiding. I'm in, under the radar. See, if I exposed myself here, I'd be inundated. I'm not in practice or anything, but, you know, I can't go anywhere as a doctor without being inundated. So, no practitioners in Maui.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Okay. Let's see a couple things from the chat line. Mary said, I read that the blood test for magnesium is not accurate. It has to be hair or something else. Is that true?
No, it's not true. Well, it is true, actually. But it's not, there's not, hair can't do it. Something else can't do it. And that's actually, Mary, the basis of our research studies is we're trying to show the world that the serum magnesium test, that's the so-called standard, is highly inaccurate. And it's the ionized magnesium test that's accurate. A little more accurate is the red blood cell magnesium test. A little more than that is our red blood, whole red blood cell test at grassrootshealth.net. No, you go to our, like Jenny said, go to rnareset.com and go under research project and order the test there. And why we're really focusing on this, Mary, is because we want people to go to one lab that we know where the tests are done the same way every time, so that when you get your test every 6 or 8 months, then you can be assured that it's not going to have all kinds of laboratory error. So our whole blood magnesium test is accurate. Now, I was looking at vitamin D. Grassroots Health has a vitamin D test, a single vitamin D test that a person can get. But I don't know if they have a single magnesium test. Possibly they do, but I think people just, they don't. Okay.
They don't, Carolyn, because so, yeah. We even tried to do that. No, they don't.
Mm-mm. Okay. So we want you to get all four tests, and the first testing, you get it free. So just go ahead and do that. So in terms of the hair test being accurate, this is the trouble with the whole commercialization of the supplement industry and the test industry. You know, probably you heard from a hair analysis lab that blood testing for magnesium is not accurate. And as I said, yes, some of them aren't. But the hair test is no better. When I had a hair test just a couple of years ago to see if I was still anti-hair test, they couldn't figure out what,
You're so funny.
I still hate these tests? Yes. But I was so saturated that it threw all their ratios off. They didn't know what to do with me because I'm saturated. So they've developed all their analyses and all their ratios and everything on a population who's magnesium deficient. And there's no way they can bob and weave and change everything to give you any accuracy of information if someone has enough magnesium. I don't know if that comes across or makes any sense. But they just couldn't figure out what to do with me because my magnesium was so perfect.
Right. So let me say this. Now, Mary typed a little later in the chat line that she falls asleep and she wakes up a few minutes later and then it takes her hours to get back to sleep again. And Carolyn, you've always told me that the reason why a lot of people have insomnia is because their body requires magnesium to perform its biological reset at night. And when there's no magnesium, the body just keeps waking itself up, asking itself for more magnesium. So when you start to get saturated, you will have very deep sleep. Like Nancy, who said, I had very poor sleep. Remag restored my sleep. Take the therapeutic amounts and give it time, because it is going to get better, but it is going to take time. And use it when you need it most. And I think that's great advice. Thank you, Nancy M., for typing that into the chat line. But it's tricky, because a lot of times if you have a glaring symptom of like an insufficiency like that, then taking the test is, you know, you don't even have to kind of worry about a test before you get started supplementing, right?
Oh, correct. We know that so many people are deficient, and we know that magnesium is so safe that you can begin it and start to see the inklings, or, you know, the hammer throw of how much it helps. We don't know what's going to happen with the individual. Someone can take a quarter teaspoon of Remag, which is 75 milligrams, and say their world had changed. We don't know why that is. Whereas someone like myself has to take four teaspoons of Remag for a year and a half to overcome my heart palpitations. I'm not one of these miracle overnight cures, but I could see enough advantage of what I was taking. I could see the improvement. I knew right away I was being helped, and most people will say that. Right away something improves, so it allows them to respect what they're doing and to not deny it. I mean, a lot of people, they'll start a nutrient and won't give it any time before they say, oh, it's not working. Whereas, you know, a lot of our customers come to us on two dozen different supplements and they're still suffering. And they say after they improve with our handful of supplements, they say, well, you know, should I keep taking these other ones? And my quip is that, well, it didn't seem to be helping you before you came to us. So, you know, why waste your money? And a lot of people say, you know, they're saving money by just taking our handful. Now, our handful has become two handfuls of nutrients, right, Ginny? Because of the whole immunity conflict that's out there. If people want to protect themselves against viruses and want more support, then we're all for that. And that's where we are working with our Pico Silver, our Pico Zinc. We'll be having our D3K2 reset. We have our whole C, vitamin C product, the food-based. We have a Remag, of course, and we'll be having an ascorbate powder and some sort of omega-3 as well, because all those support the immune system. And, you know, I have my little pills all lined up. I don't like taking a lot of pills, but I know they're supporting me. So what I do, Ginny, I have cute little plastic bags, and on Tuesday during Bob's radio show, I just stand there in the kitchen and I line up all my bottles of supplements, and I pour out 7 days worth, you know, on top of each of my seven plastic bags, and I put them inside the bag and I just grab a bag a day, and it makes it so simple. And I'm even doing that with my minerals. I'm taking two teaspoons of Pico Silver because of my yeast. I'm taking a teaspoon of Remag, a teaspoon of Remite, a teaspoon of potassium. So that's 5 teaspoons a day, and I'm pouring those all out. So what I do is I calculate how many teaspoons that is for a week, pour it all into a, you know, measuring cup with a spout, and pour it into an empty Remag or mineral bottle. And just pour out one tablespoon and 2 teaspoons every day into my sea salted water and 2 ounces of cherry juice. That's my my magnesium, not my magnesium, but my mineral taste deterrent is the cherry juice these days. And I take that through the day. I swallow a bunch of vitamins with that cherry juice concoction. And the taste is fine. I don't even have to follow it with a swallow of a plain sea salted water, but I do so that I can get my water in. So that's my regimen, whether you wanted to hear that or not, Ginny.
No, I think that's great. And I mean, it's a small price to pay for, I mean, people are staying in their houses and never freaking leaving. You know, there's so much fear, even with the people going back to work and all this. And now there's so much silly contradiction with all this testing and everything. But you have to know your face mask is on the inside of your body. It's called your immune system. And just to have that, right, have that confidence to be able to move about the cabin and not have to worry about it. My gosh, I'm out and about every single day blasting all over the place. I can't afford to sit home, you know?
Right. Yes, up at the market this weekend, more people are coming out, and one lady expressed her terror at being out, and it was just so sad to hear that she doesn't feel that she can take care of her health in the midst of all the fear-based media. I mean, the media bases its ability to buy, to sell advertising and make its money through fear. Everything is fear-based in the media. So you got to realize that your fear is being manipulated by what's being said. And basically, you support your immune system and do practical, healthy things. It's made us more aware of how sensitive we may be. I say it's made us aware that we've become a population that has been taking too many medications, eating too much sugar and processed food, and our immune system has become vulnerable. And it just is so frustrating to realize that the government is never going to tell you anything about how to support your immune system. Never, 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 never.
Never.
So with that deficiency of not telling us about vitamin C, vitamin D, silver, oh my gosh, they think silver is a poison, even though it's used for burns, for Pete's sakes. They wrap people in silver dressings. So yeah, we're just trying to support your natural, innate immune system with the right building blocks. That's all.
Right. Absolutely. And other thing that I want to say, Carolyn, is that especially when it comes to this whole thing about the immune system, is people do have to be able to be confident. No, there did you went. There you went. Yeah, people have to be able to be confident to leave their homes, and they also should be confident to know that their body's going to respond, even like with the zinc and everything, their body is going to respond in an appropriate measure. You don't have to be saturating your body every single day with zinc. You just need to take enough to get your body where it needs to go. So, except Remag, you do have to be on forever. But who wouldn't want to be? I mean, who would not want to be on Remag forever? It's the best stuff in the whole wide world. And it's just so great because every time some stupid commercial comes across the television, you or your loved ones could have this. I'm like, nope, not today. We're not going to have that, you know, because you've got so much health protection in everything we're doing as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the more listeners we have, the more customers we have, they are all learning this. Oh, Bob is leaning over my microphone. What's up, Bob?
I've become so healthy the last 3 months. It's incredible. I now exhale on people as they walk by me on the way to the beach as my RNA drops helps improve their health.
Bob just had to get that in there. Thank you, Bob.
Very good, Bob. Excellent contribution. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Again, just a few minutes to the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dean, you want to hit *9 on your keypad. *9 is going to raise your hand in the studio and let us know you have a question or comment. And I think we have one of our old visitors has found us, Carolyn. Let's see. Area code 267.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Kendall.
Oh, my gosh. Kendall. Hey, girl.
How are you?
We're good. We're really good. How are you?
I'm a mess, as usual. I was doing great. What I'm noticing is that my accomplishments are in intervals. So I'll have, like, a good 6 months, and then it'll just be, like, boom. So I'm in a boom right now. I'm constantly bugging Jenny. She's the best. But what's happening now is I am having the palpitations, and I wasn't taking my magnesium consistently like I usually do. I had kind of like slowed down a little bit, and I'm not sure whether something like dramatic happened, but I did notice like this time the palpitations came first, then the twitching. Normally I'll get twitches, like I'll know like a couple days before I get a palpitation.
Yeah.
This time it's not like that. This time it's like I got the palpitations first, and now I'm getting the twitching. I did have an injury to my pelvic bone. I did something to my pelvic bone. I don't know. I was telling Jenny, like, I think maybe I inflamed it. Could that cause more palpitations? Because I've literally for the past 7 days been having them every day. Consistently, I might have like 2 or 3 a day. Sometimes it feels like the heart stops and then like it starts back up like a big boom. Sometimes it feels like a skip. Sometimes it feels like an extra, like they always feel different, but they're scaring me. My husband was like, well, you just need to go back to the cardiologist, but I don't want to go and further scare myself and put myself in further danger if I could just try to like, you know, calm it down again.
Right. Well, you said it, Kendall. You weren't taking your Remag consistently. And that's what happens, you know. It's human psychology that, I'm doing well, okay, I won't bother with this or that. So you get back on your Remag. Yes, if you have any sort of injury or any extra stress, it's going to use up more magnesium. I was also thinking it's probably time you went on our Pico Potassium because maybe that's one of the missing ingredients why you do well for 6 months and then boom. And it may be that in the 6 month period, we should put you on a calendar and phone you up and say, hey, Kendall, what are you doing? Are you taking your Remag, girl? You know, cause who's taking care of you, right? You got your business, you got your family, who's taking care of you? So it's just something you gotta keep in mind. You're noticing the pattern and you know what works. So, and I'm not going to tell you not to go to the cardiologist, but you get going on your Remag, you order the Pico Potassium, you know, you keep in touch with Jenny, and I'm sure she's already told you all this stuff. And you know,
but let me ask you this, like I have read, and that's probably another reason why I'm so scared, is I read this like most recent article, I think it was like in 2018, and it said that if you start having more palpitations, like when you're exercising, when you're moving, that could be a sign of heart disease. Do you think that maybe it's a progression from me having palpitations so long that I could be possibly like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear you. Worse? Yeah. But when did you start with us? Was it like 4 or 5 years ago? Maybe 4 years ago?
Maybe like 4, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you, heaven forbid, if you had heart disease, you'd know it. You know, Remag, if your heart symptoms are really, to my mind, a magnesium deficiency, and the fact that you can come back from it, but As I said, it may be that you need the potassium now to really get to why it comes back, besides the fact that you stopped taking the Remag consistently.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try that again. I just needed a little more reassurance because I was, like, nervous. I really didn't want to go to a cardiologist because the first thing they try to do is give you a beta blocker. And then they always tell me when they offer it, like, well, you know this isn't going to make you feel better. It may slow down some of the palpitations, but it's going to make you feel horrible. So it's like, do I really want to risk it, or do I just want to rock out with my Remag, or do I just, you know, or is something getting worse? So I just
want to both. Just get heart rhythm back in order, get to where you're feeling good, then go to the cardiologist. They're open 365 days of the year, and you can go in there anytime. Go in when you're feeling good, when you're on top of your game, when you're trusting your body, when you know everything's okay, and then have them confirm what you already know. And don't go in when you're all freaked out and your heart's had an irregular beat for 7 days, and then, you know, because you're just in anxiety of that. But, you know, you can get back into rhythm very easily, and I sent you that Pico potassium, right?
Yes, I just got it.
Okay, so you have no excuses, and you got Remag, right?
Yep, got
all
Remag.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, you can get back into rhythm in no time, and you can use Pico potassium the same way you can use Remag. You can use it on your skin if you take some in orally, and then you put a little rub it over your chest on your heart, just like you do with the Remag, and get yourself back into rhythm, and then make an appointment with your cardiologist when you're feeling good and go slay it.
Oh, I know that's right. Thank you.
Okay, and here's what you do. Do a meditation, not medication, and your meditation is, I have a magnesium deficiency. Don't even put in your mind, I don't have heart disease. Just put, I have a magnesium deficiency, and that's your meditation. And you're going to treat it. I have a magnesium deficiency, and I'm taking care of it. Boom. Okay?
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks so much. I'll update y'all in a week. I'll call in on Monday and just let y'all know how I'm feeling.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye, love.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We love Kindle. Yay.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's see where we're at. Now, Helena was asking, what is your vitamin D made from? I'm allergic to wool, and most vitamin Ds are made for lanolin, which I react to. But thanks to Dr. Carolyn Dean, who thinks it's creepy to take vitamin D that comes from sheep, she has made her vitamin D from natto. And so, yes, it's plant lichen. It's wonderful, and it's super delicious, and you're just going to love that. So that's perfect. And Jill also wrote in, Carolyn, and said, I'm 53 years old and I have blood pressure issues. Please refresh me and share the program. I've been taking 2.5 teaspoons of Remag daily, but have not been regular with the other products. So would it be the benefit, Carolyn, if we can go over what other things you'd recommend for her?
Well, see, this is the problem. Remag is not a drug, Jill. You can't just say, well, for blood pressure, take this. Because we have your age. I don't know your weight. I don't know your diet. I don't know your stress levels. I don't know if you're on medication. All these things do factor in. And that's why we have, you know, about a dozen customer service people so that we can answer those questions without making it sound like Remag is a drug. And I know we're coming up to the top of the hour, and I'm sorry that I can't give you an answer, but I would rather have you email into support@rnareset.com and get a proper answer with proper attachments and books so you can read for yourself why we think most blood pressures are a magnesium deficiency. Because when you're low in magnesium, the smooth muscles surrounding the arteries, they go into spasm. They tighten up, the arteries make them thinner, and that means the blood, you know, pumping through those arteries has to pump through under higher pressure. And that's what blood pressure is. So hopefully that gives you a starting point for knowing why you require magnesium. But as for the 2.5 teaspoons, why it hasn't helped yet, there's so many possibilities, including the time you've, the amount of time you've been taking the REMAG. So I'll have to leave it like that for Jill, Ginny.
Okay, and also, can I just ask now, there is value in vitamin C for the arteries, right? Does it help lower blood pressure or no?
Yes, it does. I mean, what vitamin C is working to support the collagen, which is part of the arterial walls. People who have low vitamin C get scurvy, which is bruising, real bad bruising externally. Well, there's bruising inside, too, of the veins and the arteries. So vitamin C is very important to keep the arteries healthy.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, that's what I thought. And then we've got Remite vitamin B with the realigns, very important for stress reduction. I mean, there's lots of things. So yes, absolutely. Support at rnareset.com. And anybody who's listening to the show archive at this point in the upcoming week or in the months or years to come, because everything is recorded and can all be known, always email us either at support at rnareset.com or also questions, QUESTIONS at drcarolindeanlive.com. And either way, you're going to get a very caring and highly knowledgeable person who will walk you through the details of Carolyn's information and also, if necessary, emailing directly with her about your concerns. Okay, let's see. Gosh, what a great show, Carolyn. We got so much good stuff in here. It's incredible. My goodness. Yes, what else do we need to say? Realign is going to be back in stock in a couple weeks. Somebody asked that on the chat line, so that was a fun question. The RNA drops are back. Oh my gosh, Carolyn, we almost went through the whole show and we didn't even tell anybody about what we're doing with Recalcia this week.
Oh my gosh. Okay, go. 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. We are actually putting Recalcia on sale. So that everybody can have a super best Recalcia ever. And I think it's going to be 30% off or something. So you'll see the invitation come through with the coupon code. It'll happen sometime tomorrow, I believe. But I just want to say props out to Recalcia because I love that stuff. I don't have a lot of dairy in my diet. I don't eat much. I don't eat meat anymore anyway. And it's just so important. I personally love Recalcia. I take two teaspoons a day. I think it's great. When I don't take it, my legs cramp up, and that's how I know. So I'm very grateful for it. I think it's an excellent product. So we're going to have that on sale this week for all you calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D fans. And be sure to take advantage of that for sure.
That's so funny, Ginny. We're good marketers in a sense, and I suppose we're good salespeople, but imagine going through this whole show and not talking about a big sale we've got coming up. That's so silly. It really is.
That's how we do things. But,
I know.
That's how
That's how we roll. So yes, I have, there are two more questions here, but I'll do those by email. I really appreciate the people who send in these questions. They really help everybody who's listening, because when I answer, I try to make it sort of a general answer that anybody can appreciate. So we really depend on your questions in order to get our information across. So thank you very much.
Yes, and if you're enjoying the show, tell a friend and join us again next week. We will be back with more great information for you from Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe.